I want to welcome each one to the service today. It's been good to be here the last couple evenings, if you've been here, and if not, it's still good to have you here with us today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what gives us courage, that's what gives us hope, that the song that we just got done singing said, "Looking unto Jesus," and the verse where it came from, and I think it goes on, "the author and the finisher of our faith." And I'd like to just look a little bit here in Matthew chapter 14, if you want to turn there for a little devotional meditation. And we have the scene here where there was the disciples had just brought the sad news to Jesus that John the Baptist had been killed. And it said, when Jesus heard of it, verse 13, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place. The time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart, give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves, the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. It's a beautiful story here. The disciples were tired. I think Jesus was tired. They wanted to get away. They take the boat. They go across the lake. And the people run around and meet them there. Now, the brother talked the other night about this Amish horse days or something, where there's 11,000 people. That's a lot of people. There's a problem here. They had a lot of people. 5,000 men besides women and children. It could have been 10,000. It could have been 20,000 people. But it's even if there was just 5,000, there's a lot of people. And Jesus told them, we need to feed these people. It's a big problem. They said they have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And do you think they were these big long loaves? This lad was carrying around this huge bag of food? I don't think so. I think they were probably 5 little buns, 2 little fishes that he could carry in a little basket that he had with him. And we read another place that Andrew brought him to Jesus. They had something here that was out of their, shall we go buy, to another place says something about going buying 200 pence or something, one of the other gospels. Impossible, Jesus. You know, when we have a problem, when we have something that looks impossible, to Jesus it was not. It was simple. He just said, "Seat them. Go feed them." And they did. And you know, sometimes when we face a real difficult situation, there's God's part and there's our part. And too many times I'm afraid we try to do God's part. We try to step out, manipulate, or to make this work. When what we need to do is let God do his part, and we do our part. Because he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can still take care of big problems in a very simple way. He has the answers. He has the ability. If we only will let him take care of these big problems that we're facing. So just bless me to think of this passage, and when we think of the things we're facing in life, difficult things, whatever it may be, He is the same yesterday and today and forever, and He has the answers. So, with these thoughts, I'm going to ask Brother Merv to come up and have prayer. We stand together for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You for who You are. And we thank You that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is, that You have the answers to all life's needs, heartaches, pain, whatever we may be facing. We just pray that You might be with each one here, be with those that are listening in today, just those that can't be here because of death and traveling. We just pray Your blessing on them, protection over them. We just pray that You might bless Brother Merv, just anoint his lips, give him words. We pray that Your Spirit might be in our midst, that we might open our hearts to what You have for us today, and that we might not go from this place the same as we came, but we might grow and be changed. Just want to commit this time to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.